Saw this dude with a big win Friday night on those General Tires, Phoenix Raceway, a overtime win, Chandler Smith in the ARCA series for Venturini Motorsports. And frankly, looking at your race Friday night and that win, you didn't have the fastest damn car, but you put that car in places that needed to win. And that's what you got. Do you feel the same way, Chandler?
Yeah, for sure. I felt like there was overall, I feel like Friday night was a great night for us for learning for Venturini Motorsports as a team, taking gambles and kind of learning sacrifices that we needed to take when it comes down to a time like that in that situation. Obviously, it paid off for our JBL number 20 Toyota Camry. But overall, that night was up and down. We, like you said, wasn't the fastest race car and L-handling car. Just kind of took what it would give it. And Billy put me in a spot to win the race at the very end. He had confidence if he gave me track position, we'd be really hard to beat. And obviously, we were pretty hard to beat there at the very end. But after all that was all said and done, there was a bunch of drama about too many caution laps and all of this, that, and others. But at the end of the day, we ended up in victory lane. So
drama about too many caution laps. Oh, I wonder if anybody saw the cup race today. I mean, it happens in all racing series. That's the bottom line. And you guys racing. Exactly. You guys racing on a Friday night, you are arguably dealing with track conditions changing more frequently than any other series. So you talk about learning. That had to have been a big learning curve going from daytime to nighttime.
Yeah, for sure. And the one of the biggest reasons why our car wasn't where it needed to be as far as ill on all day and all night was because of the driver. When we came there for the truck race, we ended practice pretty loose, honestly. And but we were really fast loose. So when we got to qualifying the race time, the balance completely changed because of the Xfinity practice and cup practice the same day. So when we went back for the ARCA race, I fell back and pulled all my notes from Phoenix in the truck race and applied them to the ARCA car. And it didn't quite translate over, which it was a big learning curve for me, obviously. I'm glad the team trusted in me and took the gamble of all the adjustments I wanted done to the race car. It helped me learn a lot as a driver, but obviously it didn't pay off in the race. But at the end of the day, we still ended up winning.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what actually happens in the race as long as you end out first across that stripe. So, yeah, I mean, if you ain't first, you're last, right? So what else? How else did you develop in this race Friday night?
Say that again?
How else did you develop in this race Friday night? I guess personally.
Yeah, I mean, the car, like I said, was really ill. We just didn't have a very balanced race car. It was really on the loose side the whole night. And it just fault tight and I'd fight loose. It was, if it wasn't one, it was the other. So, I was one of the first cars that moved up into the PJ1 on both sides of the racetrack early on in the race. And once I moved up there, I went for being a third place car, which Gibbs was already a straightaway ahead at that time. But I went for being a third place car to running quicker lap times in the field by 10th. So, I mean, it was a good experience part on me. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And I learned a tremendous amount just that one night. So.
Chandler Smith, the ARCA winner from Phoenix on Friday night. Chandler, drivers always tell us that they never feel pressure, but I know it must be important to race in front of the Cup team eyes versus racing in Nashville or any of the other places that the ARCA series goes to.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with every other driver. There's no real pressure added. The only thing that I believe pressure is something put upon yourself that you put stress upon yourself. So for me, it's just I'm going out there doing my normal deal. If I do good, hey, looks good on me in front of everybody else. If I do bad, just got to get my crap together for next week and get it back going.
Is that really possible, though, Chandler? I mean, come on. You're under that helmet and you're running in seventh place with a 10th place car, and you got no chance of getting to the front of the line and attracting some attention. You got to feel a little bit of frustration, maybe not pressure, but frustration.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we weren't a seventh place car at all. We were at least top five car. And I felt like if we took the gamble, we were going to be good there at the very end. We took the gamble of just taking two tires, and we ended up in front of everybody else and getting to the lead. And I knew once we had that, we'd end up having the race in the bag. So,
Chandler Smith, your winner from Phoenix, Phoenix Raceway, joining us here in the Freak Nation, the ARCA Series on Friday night with an overtime win, taking on Michael Self and Ty Gibbs with that overtime win. You've got a hell of a winning record. There are baseball players, professional baseball players, that love to have your average of winning. I believe you've run, 21 or 22 races, and you've won 8 races in the ARCA Series. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm pretty proud of my statistics. I'm trying to keep that up a little bit.
Bro, that's close to 400 ball. That's nuts.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. Definitely something that's going to go down as a huge accomplishment in my life.
Okay, well then let's go back to Statman's question just a little bit ago, because I think it was more of a hypothetical. Let's say you are mid-pack in a race when you know your car is better than what it's giving you on the track. Explain that kind of frustration, especially when in the back of your mind you want to keep those statistics up.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you got to sit back and kind of think outside the box a little bit and just, you win big ones and you're going to lose big ones. And when you do it, you're all losing as a team. And then when you win, you're going to be winning as a team. So it's a team sport. So if I'm off one night and we ended up losing a race because of me, everybody goes down and won. But if we everybody does their job that night, we all win together and we're all going back happy and celebrating. So, I mean, it's just a team sport. Everything adds up, from the guys that don't even show up at the racetrack that just work at the shop to, everybody that's hitting the lug nuts on the race car.
Chandler Smith, you are, 17 years old? You'll be 18 later on this year. There are cup drivers that don't talk the way that you're talking right now. You get it. You get the full package. And like you said, you win as a team.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, where does this come from?
Your answer would be better than mine. I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. I've been around this sport for a long time now, and I've just seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of people that succeeded in this sport. I've seen a lot of people that went down the other path. So it was just one of those things where you just sit back and you stay quiet and just kind of watch around you, and you just learn from that and take it for a granted salt.
Winning on those general tires at Phoenix Raceway Friday night in the ARCA Series, Chandler Smith joining us here in the Freak Nation. Is it true that Toyota has anointed you as the second coming?
He sure talks like it. I love it.
That would be a question for them, not for me.
But it's not a secret out there that Toyota has their eye on you because of the damage you could do behind of a car and bring home some wins for the big T.
Yeah, I mean, Toyota's a big key in my racing. If it wasn't for them guys, I wouldn't be where I'm at anymore. So Venturini Motorsports, Kyle Busch Motorsports, who I race for in the Gander RV Truck Series, they're all Toyota manufactured teams. So it's all, like I just said a second ago, it's all a team sport. Toyota is definitely by far the best manufacturer in auto racing right now, and they're going to stay that way for a very long time. They are really involved in their sport. They know what it takes to win races and championships, and that's what helps us drivers get victory lane.
Chandler Smith, the young guys that are watching on the sidelines, watching some of these old fellas in cars and just sticking around, what is it going to take for you to get your chance to be in the majors and start your career at the front of the line?
Yeah, it's just going to take a lot of hard work from me, sponsorship mainly, and just making sure I stay on top of my game, keep winning races when I am able to run a full-time season, winning championships, just all of that comes together. I mean, it's not as easy as just getting behind the wheel and going to win races. There's a lot more behind the scenes stuff that you got to do to succeed in this sport as well that not many people see, but that's just a whole different. It's just, this sport is very different from many other sports. And that's why I love this sport so much. It ain't only because of the speed and the strategy that's in it and all that good stuff. It's everything else that you got to do to succeed in this sport. It's not something that you just practice one thing. That's why I love it so much. But, it just takes all that from working together and the good Lord above looking down on you and helping you with it, and you're going to make it to the big time.
Freak Nation, his name is Chandler Smith, 17 years old, Friday night, ARCA Series, Phoenix Raceway, running on those general tires, a big win for him for Venturini Motorsports. Dude, thanks for doing this, man. Look forward to more.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on the show.
All right, buddy. See ya.